I don't mess with the world's music at all. And I'm telling you, if you mess with the world's music, you're just letting the devil into your mind. I mean, if you turn on any of these groups, I mean, I don't even know the popular groups right now or what's out there. I mean, it's probably just the same old U2 and I don't know. You know what I mean? It's probably the same junk that was out when I was there. You know, Britney Spears or whatever, you know, NSYNC, the Backstreet Boys, Metallica, I'm sure they're still around, you know. Help me out here, man. I'm drowning up here. I don't know the groups, you know. I'm going to go home and study them and learn them. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let it into my gate, and then it's going to go straight out the dung gate. But anyway, this garbage that you're listening to, I'm telling you something. You're letting stuff in that's going to destroy you. You're letting the enemy in. You're letting the devil in. Oh, hey, come on in, Lindsay Lohan. Oh, hey, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Come on in. Come on in. Sit down. I'm tough. You're not going to hurt me. They will hurt you. It'll destroy you. That music will put such filth into your mind. We were just talking about this the other day. We were going back talking about some of the groups that we used to listen to. And we didn't even realize how bad they were. And then after we got right with God, after we threw it all in the trash can, after the music went out all the dung gate, we sat down and started looking at the lyrics. And the lyrics were about homosexuality. I mean, the lyrics were about filthy, abominable things. And I had no clue. I mean, I was shocked when I read about how it was all about fornication. It was all about anti-God messages, anti-Jesus Christ. But you don't realize it when you're caught up in it. Why? Because they come in to your gate. They've gotten through your wall, and so now you're so used to it, you don't even know how bad it is anymore. You have so much rubbish, you can't even build your wall. I'm going to tell you something. Some of you need to decide that you're done with the world's music and just die to that part of yourself. The Bible says that you must die to self. Mortify the members of your uncleanness, and you've got to come to the place where you say, the part of me that thrives on this music needs to die. I remember I loved the world's music so much when I was a teenager. Literally, when I gave up that music for Jesus Christ, it was like a part of me died. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. People that know me well could say it was like a part of me died. But you know what? That part of me had to die. I had to die to self so that Christ could live in me. And so it's time for you to just decide that you need to open up that dung gate, flush the commode, so to speak, and start out with a clean city and build a wall around it and stop up every breach in that wall and say, I'm not letting in anything that defiles. I'm going to keep it clean and right.